This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The mission, especially right now, early in this spring, is trying to set the culture right. I mean, just to be honest, this organization over the last, 10 years or whatever, like, it's been a losing culture in a way. We haven't really won a lot. So you have to drastically come in and try to rearrange everything, because whatever we've been doing hasn't been working. And I think that that's the beauty of, obviously, the guys they brought in the past couple of years with Poles and trying to reshape the roster. It's all about trying to go in and win right now. But it takes, you know, a culture of, right, if it's being details, the accountability and all that stuff. We're trying to hold everybody to the highest level, and we're trying to do it ourselves as well. So, like you said, with DA and Ben, I think that's the main thing we're trying to get accomplished, is really shifting the culture, changing the culture, and not trying to do what we've done in the past and just try to look forward towards the future.
One of the grown-ups in the room last year, Kevin Byard, Bears safety, talking about where things stood before, where things are now. It's been interesting watching and reading the tweets of people who cover the Bears, them getting an opportunity to watch practice, and we'll ask Grody about this at 5 o'clock. They have seen the thing that Lomas told us about, that Lomas said, look, there's going to be tempo, Ben doesn't play around in practice. The reports out of Halas Hall has been like that has been the case so far.
This is can be confusing. There is a mandatory Bears minicamp on June 3rd. Before that, there are a few different off-season workouts, off-season training activities, which are essentially voluntary, but especially with the new regime, attendance is going to be really, really good. So that's what kicked off today, is the first of these little three-day OTAs, and that's why Ben Johnson spoke today and a bunch of players spoke today, and Assembled Media has filed tape, and we get to bring it to you and think about this off-season with a different focus.
But usually they're not really making people talk. Like, it's one of those things of, like, the PR staff will say, hey, you mind talking during after OTAs? And people, yeah, whatever, it's fine. I'll do something like that. It'll be interesting to see if Caleb Williams speaks over the next couple of days because of the Seth Wickersham portion of the book that he's writing on quarterbacks came out, and there are a lot of people who are upset. To be clear, before we start this conversation, you and I think we have found the place where we're comfortable with this, in that I'm with Bears fans, or most of Bears fans, on this, where it's, yeah, it's what we thought. That he was proven right in having fear and trepidation about joining the Bears. If you want to quibble, you can quibble with the double back with Wickersham. Like, if those were his feelings before and now he doesn't have those feelings, that's great. And maybe they shouldn't have gone on the record post what happened last year to kind of take a victory lap and say, yeah, this is why we felt this way.
Yeah, well,
that's the only thing I quibble with.
I don't know. When he gave the quotes to him and said, that's okay, they can be on the record. Wickersham can release them whenever he wants. You know, book's been done. This is an excerpt to tease it. But I'm there. The point is that this thing is alive as a story until he speaks and buries it. Like, it is alive. And it has a life of its own until he speaks and contextualizes it, whether that's this week or the next time there are OTAs
in June, or whenever.
See,
I feel like you should just slay the beast right now.
So do I.
Especially what we'll get to you in a minute. But to me, it's one news cycle.
Yeah, he could end that news cycle today, and he chose not to.
And then when we walk back into mini camp in June,
we're done.
There's no. Then we can talk about the football part of it.
Right, and spoiler alert, a bunch of players talked today. Caleb wasn't one of them. Mark Rohde will bring us tape from a lot of those people at 5 o'clock. But the way that Ben Johnson started his press conference, Lawrence, it seems like he understood that it probably made sense to address the elephant in the room directly. So whether Caleb did or not, Ben Johnson kicked it off like this.
It's come to my attention that the quarterback's been out in the media over the last week. And just to get out in front of that a little bit, I just wanted to say I wasn't here last year. And so I can't speak too much in terms of what it was like before he got here and when he got here last year. But from my 4 months on the job, he's been outstanding to work with. And we just are focusing on getting a little better every day.
And what's your process of building the trust of Caleb and getting his full buy-in under your watch?
Yeah, it starts with developing a rapport and a trust, and that's earned over time. You don't walk in day one and expect that to be achieved. And so the more time we spend together, he understands that I have his best interests at heart and vice versa. He's going to go out there and play as well as he possibly can, not just for himself or me, but for the whole team and the city. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So we're very much aligned in terms of what we want to get done, and it just takes more time on task in terms of getting on the same page with how we're going
to
do it.
Are there ways that you watch film with your quarterbacks that might be, does it vary from coach to coach? When you've got these four guys here, are there things that you're teaching them that they need to, you know, see the way that you see it? Is that a part of like this part of the time of the year? Is that part of the process of teaching them? Or
yeah, everyone's different. I've been around a number of coordinators, a number of quarterback coaches. And so I would say my style is kind of a combination of everything that I've been around and I've come to learn and love and appreciate. And so there's a process that I believe in, that we believe in as an offensive staff, that we're adhering to this springtime, and we're going to stay true to that, how we're going to develop that position in particular. And those guys are doing a great job working hard right now.
What do you think when you hear it uttered, as in from the article, from the upcoming book, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die? Like, from a distance, did you see that? And what do you think when you hear that?
I love it. I love it. I love the opportunity to come on in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. And so we're looking to write a new chapter here, 2025 Chicago Bears, and looking forward to the future.
Ah, Grody. Y'all, it's pretty simple. That's how it's done. That's it.
I love it.
All Caleb has to do is look at those 2 minutes of Ben Johnson and put it in his own words. That's exact, and that's it. We're done with all of this. If he wants to not let it linger, shout out to the Cranberries, then he follows the lead of his head coach.
Do you have to?
I thought you were going to keep going.
No.
I love that song.
I was just squeezing it in there. Keep going.
So to me, it's pretty simple. Like, the path has been laid out, and I appreciate that about Ben Johnson. Instead of it being kind of, well, you know, that has nothing to do with me, he makes it clear it had nothing to do with him, comma, but he is like, this is what I love about my job and this opportunity that's in front of us.
Yes.
The opportunity in front of us is to completely change that. And we should lean in to the idea of changing that. The work that Caleb and I have done, we are on the same page. I love working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Caleb could just flip it and do the same thing that Ben Johnson did.
I agree.
And then we're done.
And their work is just beginning. But we know from previous reports, experiences, and results and everything how much the relationship with the quarterback matters. He and Jared Goff built a relationship hard-earned through lots of time together, watching film together. And remember what Ben said at the beginning, and he said it again in April, about how a quarterback and a coach need to be on the same page. Quote, "You need to be able to see the game as a play caller through the lens of the quarterback and vice versa." This is his realm of expertise. He has and will continue to sit down with Caleb and watch film together and say, what are you seeing? Here's what you need to be seeing, because this is what I'm seeing. This is the way that I'm thinking. It may take some time, but he's not going to rest until they get to that kind of place.
I agree with you. I will just make this distinction. Watching film during a season is different than watching film during an off season, because of you're jumping into the next opponent. You're now outside of the, this is just the structure of this offense. It's, this is our game plan against this particular team. That being said, JT O'Sullivan told us yesterday that, and it's clearly different experiences for different quarterbacks, because Kurt Warner said a couple days ago that it's incumbent upon each person to figure out how to do it. JT was like, look, I watched film with coaches.
Yeah, they watched it with me. But JT did say the same thing about it needing to be both of them. I thought it was a great back-to-back guest hit by our guy Alex Kuhn, because JT ended up in a similar spot. Like, there's some personal responsibility, but there's some coaching responsibility.
It's interesting, too, because Kurt, as he talked it through,
got there, too.
Got there as well.
Damn right.
Saying that, yeah, the coaches have got to do a better job if they feel like they're seeing that a guy doesn't understand what's going on.
And in that regard, like, it's the coach's responsibility, I think, to figure out what's not working in the relationship and make it work. Can we hear this piece? This is Ben Johnson, a little bit more, Tanny, on the coaching and relationship stuff with Caleb, because this is the part that I think fascinates me and Lawrence both the most, how it's going to work between those two guys.
Ben, we saw Caleb's footwork forward.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it a number of ways in my time in the league, and really over the last few years, I've kind of gravitated towards that. It's something that I feel pretty strongly about. He and I talked about it, the reasons why we want to do it. I think it helps out certainly with the quick game from the gun, and then helps us be in a little bit better throwing posture for a lot of the other things that we're asking him to do. So when we talked about it initially, he was already kind of exploring that himself. So it wasn't so much us telling him to do it. It was more a mutual, yeah, let's see what this looks like. And I think he's taking a knack to it.
How do you go about not breaking, but changing somebody's habits that they've had their entire career to, okay, this is how we want you to stand. The feel may be a little bit different. The actions may be a little bit different, but the result has to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've asked in all these guys right now. They're all doing some things a little bit different than what they've done in their past, whether at this level or in college. You're learning, you're growing. They are getting uncomfortable with it. I go back, when I was young, someone told me it takes 21 days to learn a new habit and let it get in your unconscious. I don't know if that's true or not, but the good news is this. We had 3 or 4 good weeks on the grass with him in phase 2 and that prior mini camp that we were able to get ahead a lot of that. And he did a great job in the downtime, just going ahead and taking it and running with it when the coaches weren't around as well. And we're not talking so much about the feet and the footwork anymore with him, and it's more big picture plays, routes, ball location, coverages. It's more big picture stuff now.
You talked a couple weeks ago about relating to certain players and coaching each individual the way that they need to be coached. Do you have a sense of how you as a head coach can get through with Caleb and what you need to do to really get the best out of him in that relationship?
It's still early. It's still early. We're getting to know each other. He's been in the building 6 and a half weeks now, and getting to know him on a personal level. And the more time we spend together, the better I feel. We got a great coaching staff around him as well, with JT Barrett leading the charge. Declan's in the room. Press Taylor's in the room. So we've got some good seasoned voices in there. And then you bring in a guy like Case Keenum. He does a great job with his experience bridging that gap sometimes between coaching and playing and finding any potholes that could be in there. So I feel really good about the mix around him, and that allows the relationship just to naturally form.
He's talked a lot about his desire to have structure and to be coached hard. You got to love that as a coach.
Oh, yeah.
get through to him that way?
Yeah, I think the great ones, they want to be coached hard. And that's really the assumption we're making with all these guys. They all, at one point in time, they've either come up to my office or DA's office or Coach Hightower's office, and they've all told us how much they want to be a good player, a good team. They want to be a part of greatness, and so we're going to treat them as such. And part of that is coaching them hard.
Some people like Chris Emma.
Hey, man, all the great ones want to be coached hard.
How about Chris Emma getting in there, getting a follow-up question in there?
Sounded good.
Wow.
What?
It did sound good.
I thought so. That's all I'm saying.
I love hearing Ben say, look, we know some of the things that we have to work on, and we're working through them. And he's been here, and he's been asking questions, and we're watching stuff together, and we're talking about stuff conceptually. Because if the player understands the concept,
yeah,
it'll be easier to teach the mechanics.
I agree. I'm sorry.
Are you lost in talking about Chris Emma?
No. I'm lost in Declan Doyle is in the room.
He's in the room.
Press Taylor is in the room.
But notice that he started with JT Barrett.
But JT Barrett is running the show. Declan Doyle is just in the room.
Because he's got to go fill out cards for practice.
Saskatoon is in the room. And like, there's a lot of, some guys are just in the room. Was it last year that Jalen was talking about Eberflus just being in the room? Is that what it was? It's like, oh yeah.
Yeah, but he was just kind of standing back there.
That's my fear. Anytime I hear that some coach is just like.
Or was it Justin talking about Flus being in the offensive meeting?
That's
like,
what it was.
He's in the room.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Justin Fields. Because it was someplace you're like, God, I hope Matt Eberflus is in there, like taking part and like really driving.
And yeah, Justin's like, I hope he's not. I hope he's not in the room at all.
And Flus was just in the back naming bees. He's just in the back.
Thinking about all his nicknames.
Hey, Stinger!
Just looking at guys in the room. Ooh, I'm going to call this guy Spidey.
He's just in the room. Think about what he's going to nickname everybody. Ooh, I got a name for Getsy. He doesn't need a name. He's a coach. You can just call him Luke. I mean, he's right there. Whatever. He's just naming bees.
The thought bubble is just bees. Bees buzzing. What's that buzzing in my head?
What am I going to do with all this honey? It seemed like a good idea at the time.
I don't know why I let her duck me into this.
Is the house still for sale?
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
I don't know. They were proud of it, though.
Oh, one more thing. We can play Kevin Byard here.
Good.
Him talking. No, say it right.
Good.
Kevin Byard has some thoughts about the Seth Wickersham piece and Caleb as well.
I mean, truly, I didn't really think anything of it. I kind of just read some notes. I didn't read the whole article or book or whatever is supposed to be coming out. I just kind of seen a couple quotes on it. I mean, that was before he was here. If that's how he felt, that's how he felt. You know, obviously, I can't speak for him. I can't speak for his dad. But since he's been in the building, since I've been around him, I haven't noticed any of that. I think every single day he's trying to get better. He's still a really good, talented young quarterback in his league, and he's trying to get better every day. And that's all I see from him, just working every single day, staying late, obviously, and meeting with Ben and all those guys, we're trying to right the ship. We're trying to right this organization, trying to right the culture. And that's the only thing I can see from, honestly, anybody in this organization.
So he's staying late, and I think that is a requirement.
Yes, it is.
And it might not be one that's written out. But I think that if you're going to learn Ben Johnson's offense, it's a requirement.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is the stuff that merits watching. If there were some bad habits in Caleb's rookie routine, some of that obviously on him, some of that on the coaching, some of that on the relationship, whatever. There might have been some bad habits in there. I heard Mullion Hawn Biggs talking about that openly. Like, is there stuff that needs to get corrected? And I'll grant that Caleb came in there as a made guy, and there might have been a touch of that. You know, we don't know how much. And then we watched them hand everything to him and say, oh, whatever you do is fine.
Yeah, they handed everything to him, but there was...
But now it's different.
There wasn't anyone on the offensive side of the ball that... it felt like was in charge of anything. And that means the head coach, too.
Totally. Kid was in charge, and...
I don't even know if I want to say that he was in charge. Like, I don't want to put that on Caleb.
Okay.
I just want to say that no one seemed to be in charge.
Well, that ain't the case now.
You're damn right, because Declan's in the room.
Declan's in the room. A texter says it reminds him of when Rick Kahn was going over the possible second base... options. He talked about how Romy Gonzalez was an option. Lenin Sosa
is
was everywhere.
Room.
No, he said, and Lurie is.
Obviously, Lurie's around.
He's around.
Garcia is around. Declan Doyle's in the room.
Obviously.
Now, see, I don't think he's doing Declan Doyle like that.
No, he's not.
He's got a nice mix of people from different systems and different perspectives, and it's not just one voice for Caleb. I like that. I like that it's not just one voice. It's the way it's supposed to be with a young quarterback.
I think that it is one voice, but I think that it's filtered through many people. It's one voice. It's Ben Johnson. But his message is being filtered by JT Barrett, by Declan Doyle, by Antoine Randle.
It's like, one vision.
Yeah, it's Ben's vision.
It's Ben's vision. How can there be...
Trademark.
How many cops? I mean, we got good cop, and we got black cop, and we got...
A couple of black cops.
A couple of black cops. And then we got Declan, and...
Also a black
cop. Press Taylor is in the room. No. Declan's a... No. You got me thinking.
Well, I mean, now the thing on the internet, and I told both Alex and Tanny this earlier this week, if you've been inside of Reels, apparently Reddit people... Now part of the community. That has now been a thing.
Really?
So welcome.
Because of Serena marrying in?
No, just that how redhead people are treated. So
redhead people. I thought you said Reddit people.
No, redhead.
We all thought you said Reddit.
Did I say
it? I thought it was Reddit.
Reddit
people.
Went to Alexis and Serena.
Well, I didn't want to say the other word.
They're in the family now?
The other word feels like a slur to me, so I don't want to say that word.
What word is that?
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, just not.
Something about redheaded people?
Yeah, well, you know where it has the bread connected to it?
Ginger?
That one, yes.
Wow. Oh, it's a slur?
There's some people who feel like that.
Oh, no. Have we lost the ability to call people that?
Dump them.
I'm going to need an updated list. You know? Maybe, Alex, can you work on that? Along with the
free, I'm on it.
Along with the free agent pitchers thing.
I'm just saying. Sorry.
What was that?
It's nothing. Nothing. Everything's uh-huh. Alex is doing a great job. He's doing an absolutely great job.
I think you are. I'm sorry. It sounded like Reddit. Redhead.
Yeah, I got it.
Is what I was going for.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, I'm going
to
need it.
Right.
Ooh, let's go. Let's go.
Stinger.
Stinger's in the room.
He is in the room.
He really is. Lawrence, a play that dominates. They tried to get it out of the league, and they can't. They just can't do it. It will not die. And Bears players of consequence have spoken about it today as well.
Yeah, and there's another part to the story that friend of the station, Mike Florio, has thrown out there that might have you hating the Packers just a little bit more than you already do. That's next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book. That is Chris Ranji.
Afternoons on the Score.
We work so hard at that. I'm a little insulted that in the sense of it's like, well, it's just a gimme. Like, we work so hard at that play. We're talking about banning it. Like, you know, I think that's a little unfair. And again, a little insulted by that in the sense of like, A.J. Brown's really good at catching the deep ball. I don't think we're going to ban that. Patrick Mahomes is a phenomenal quarterback. We can't ban all those things that he does
right,
so
no
well.
No one passes.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni talking about the push to get the tush push eliminated. It was not successful. The tush push lives. And I think it's a great day for football.
Hell yeah, man. It's a great play. It is the essence of the human struggle that is football. It connects to the rugby roots and the Australian rules football roots, the scrum of it all. And it's what the defense is doing on every play, a gaggle of humanity shoving with all of their might. Stop it. Figure out a way to stop it. And I know it's dangerous to try and stop it in the way that seems the most effective, but not every team is good at it. And I love that it is here to stay.
Look at what the Bills have tried to do. They should be the team that most effectively is able to do the tush push because of the size of and strength of their quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they struggled in the playoffs. Now, I get when you've got Saquon Barkley behind Jalen Hurts, you've got two guys that can squat a combined 1,200 pounds, which is insane. But still, they were doing that before Saquon got there. They figured out some of the physics of it. And it's great to have a quarterback that can drive their legs. I know it's a fairly difficult play to stop, but it has been stopped. It's not like it's impossible for it to be stopped. So I'm glad that the league didn't do something about this, which brings me to Mike Florio.
Yeah, because the Packers were the ones that came off like crybabies. We can't stop this play. Please don't let them do this play. We can't stop it. And what does Florio say?
Here is the headline from Pro Football Talk. NFL, as suspected, recruited Packers to propose failed tush push ban. It reads, when Lions president Rod Wood blurted out that the league office nudged the Lions to propose a new seating system, it opened a new avenue for understanding how the rulemaking sausage gets made.
Hmm.
And we suggested at the time that 345 Park Avenue possibly put the Packers up to proposing the tush push ban too. Per a league source, that's exactly what happened. The league asked the Packers to do it, and the Packers took one for the team.
Wow. What did the Packers get in exchange? Did the league give them something?
Yeah, what else did Rod Wood say?
The draft.
The NFL draft. Here you go. Here's the draft at Lambeau.
As the source put it, most in Green Bay organization don't care about the play either way. It never made sense for the Packers to be anti-tush-push poster child. They lost to the Eagles twice. Wait, I'm going to read that again. It never made sense for the Packers to be anti-push, tush-push poster child. They lost to the Eagles twice last year. A proposal coming from Green Bay reeked of sour grapes. The league would have been better advised to get a team from the AFC. Bills coach Sean McDermott spoke out in favor of the initial proposal. McDermott's voice had credibility because his team uses the maneuver and does it well. So there it is.
So it was
the league's
crisscross.
Got a puppet.
Yeah, Chris.
And the puppet is the Green Bay Packers.
Serves them right. I'm enjoying that the Packers lost this. Seth Wickersham, who's everywhere on the NFL news cycle, of course, tweeted this about the tush-push debate amidst the story that it filed to ESPN. Toward the end of a speech that lasted close to an hour, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie made an off-the-cuff analogy that it was, can I say this? Like a
nope.
No, I can't. Like a nocturnal emission for a teenage boy. I can say that part. To create a play that was
kick,
so
save and abuse.
To create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. Later in the meeting, NFL Executive Vice President Troy Vincent chastised Jeffrey Lurie for the analogy that he made. So it got lurid and all of that. But anyway, man, I'm glad the tush push is here. And so, I believe, are some of the Bears. Let's hear them talk about it. Grady Jarrett, man, I love that this dude is a Bear. The defensive tackle from the Atlanta Falcons, now a Bear, spoke about the tush push from his perspective.
I mean, shoot, you got to stop it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, I saw the news. They're going to, you know, I mean, you got to stop it. You know what I'm saying? It's been stopped before, not at a high rate, but don't let them get 3rd-and-1. Don't let them get 4th-and-1. You know what's coming. You know what I'm saying? I played Philly a lot of times. They're a tough group. And, you know, they have a combination of players and a quarterback to make it very, you know, successful. So at the end of the day, you can't, I mean, the rules are the rules, and you got to find a way to stop it.
Have you ever felt like it was a dangerous play when you were playing in it? Or
I don't think nobody got, like, hurt yet. So, I mean, that's what they have a legit argument. I don't think nobody getting hurt. I mean, you know, it's a compromised positions that, you know, guys are down in, like, but, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You know, can't cry over something you can't change.
Jason Kelsey also came out. That's Grady Jarrett. I love it. Jason Kelsey came out and said that he did not retire because he didn't like the tush push. That was...
People were putting that on him?
People were putting that on him. And instead, Jason Kelsey came and talked to the league about the safety of the play and how it can best be utilized. And he said, quote, whoever votes to ban this play is taking liability for putting risk on our quarterbacks. So good stuff from Jason Kelsey getting involved and dispelling the myth that this was why he quit.
Yeah.
Because he used to say, F my life. About the tush push.
Yeah, the play is tough. Like, it's a tough play. There's no doubt about that. And if you're the center on a team, the reaction time has to be quick, and then you have to get low. And you've got to be the guy to help your quarterback get there. Most centers are totally, like, the concept of, wait, we get to push the other team backwards? They live for it. Like, the idea of, this is the play that football players that we talk to every week talk about. The concept of, we're going to impose our will on the other team.
I see an exchange you had with a texter about how it's not a scrum, it's a maul.
Yeah, but
But I like that because, like, I remember Ruben, my son, at a very young age, as he was watching football with me, was horrified and said, Daddy, they're mauling each other. They're mauling each other. And I said, on every play, every single play. And I love it, Ruben. I absolutely love it.
But the weird thing is that even though it's kind of one of those things where something that's not what it is, but it helps you visualize it. I do think for those people who don't know a ton about rugby, and I'm one of them, the concept of a scrum versus a maul.
It's like, more visceral. It takes you to the visual place, right?
Exactly. But yeah, it what that play is more like a maul than it is a scrum.
A maul in rugby occurs when the ball carrier is held by one or more opponents and one or more of the ball carrier's teammates holds on as well. They call that binding. They get bound.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, finally got Danny on something.
Yeah, that is a fun movie.
Is that Jennifer Tilly?
It is.
Yeah. Gina Gershon, yeah.
Yeah, I bet Daniel Norris would like that one.
And you know who else is in that movie? Our guy who is back in the public space for entertainment because of an HBO show recently. I won't give it away if you haven't seen it yet, but Joey Pants also in Bound.
Joey Pants!
Friend of the station.
Now I know what show because he told me the show you're watching.
You'll never watch it. So.
We started again last night. We did. I have questions for you about it, as a matter of fact. I'm not going to say what it was. Way too many inside comments here. Anyway, tush push. Ben Johnson talked about it too.
Yes, here's the Bears head coach on what he thinks about the tush push.
What did you see on the practice field? And how well would you say it's been picked?
Yeah, no, I'm extremely impressed. To be a second-year guy, you would expect a little bit more inconsistency, and yet the way he approaches the meeting room, the walkthroughs, the the on the field, the drill work, it's very much like a seasoned pro, some of the best that I've been around. And so he's still learning. I know there's a lot of information that he is getting thrown his way. Coach Randall and Picazzo, they're doing great jobs with him right now. And I think we're going to see a lot of growth from him, not just in the springtime, but once we get to camp.
What are your thoughts on the Tush Push? It's going to stick around. Group of teams tried to overturn it.
Man, I tell you what, does it become an explosive play ever? Have you ever seen a Tush Push become an explosive play?
Does it become a first down or a touchdown?
Yeah, I like explosive play. I like big plays. I like big plays, so I'm not a big Tush Push guy myself. Thank you.
Wow. He likes explosives. So does that mean they're not going to be calling that?
I know that I'm with Big Z on this one. I know it's not technically, it doesn't fit the description of an explosive because of the amount of yardage, but a touchdown's pretty damn explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like to me.
Be interesting to see what Ben Johnson goes to in short yardage. He'll go to six linemen.
I'm not saying that he needs to do the tush push. I'm just saying that if your response to it is, I like big plays. Those are pretty big plays.
Well, he's going to go. We know that in short yardage, if the Lions would go to, was it Dan Skipper? Is the sixth lineman that they would have out there essentially acting as a third tight end?
Yep.
They actually ran plays in 13 personnel with three tight ends more than anybody in the league. So, and I didn't know that Picazzo was one of the artists on the Bears coaching staff.
Coach Randall and Picazzo, they're doing great jobs with him right now. And
how's that spelled?
Robbie Picazzo, Picazzo.
Yeah, okay.
He was never called.
That's a hell of a room right there.
Yeah, I mean,
so many people.
There's a lot of people in the room, Alex.
A lot of different.
Picazzo's in the room, you know? That's right. He's getting all Cubist.
A lot of different viewpoints there. I hope Caleb's over his blue period. You know what I mean?
He will be once he gets to work with Picazzo. He's going to be after
that. And Picazzo, they're doing great jobs.
Uh-huh. They're all in the room. We need to take a break. When we come back, Speaks, you know how the last couple of days we've been talking about not only getting the sign itself, seeing Kevin Warren downstairs, but we've been talking about how the Arlington Heights thing is happening and now it's just a matter of time. There's another data point from today that we need to add. Someone has acquiesced. Someone has walked away.
Are they resigned to their fate?
It does seem like that someone has punted on this, and who it is will shock you. That's next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going home.
Charles Tilghman. Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You can't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on the Score.
You got any tickets laying around? Let me know.
We do have tickets, Coach. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to go see Simple Minds, the Alive and Kicking Tour 2025 with special guests Soft Cell and Modern English, Friday, June 20th, Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island. If you have not been to a concert at Northerly Island, it is phenomenal. It's beautiful. It's serene. And here's hoping by June 20th, the weather will be nice enough for you to go out to Northerly Island.
It's plausible. It might be.
It might be. So be caller 6 of the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670. Right now, we'll get you all hooked up. It's courtesy of Live Nation.
Those tickets are available at livenation.com. Northerly Island is an absolutely beautiful spot, the former site of the airport, now
Meg's Field.
Miles and miles of walking paths or bike paths and a nature preserve.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the remarkable city of Chicago. And the mayor of the city of Chicago has said something that caught the eyes and ears of my partner.
Yeah, Spiegs, Mayor Johnson's out on the Bears having a place in the city. Alice Yin wrote in the Tribune today.
But he's a big part of the thing.
That's why this is significant. The fact that he is giving this quote is significant.
He's jumped ship.
So Alice wrote, following the Tribune reporting last week that the team is pivoting its focus back to Arlington Heights and away from the city's lakefront, Johnson told reporters Tuesday that, quote, there's a long way to go still, but hinted that he won't be an active player in this next round of talks with the state lawmakers. Asked whether he plans to lobby Springfield's Chicago delegation against any legislation the Bears may seek for a new stadium development in the suburbs, the mayor said, quote, that's a decision they'll have to make. I've done everything that I could possibly do. I've done my part. You know, at this point, if the state of Illinois wants to keep the Bears in the city of Chicago, the ball is on their side of the field.
Oh,
close quote.
Man, he tried. He did what he could. He made his alliance with Kevin Warren
very public.
Extremely public. They had a thing for each other briefly.
I think they probably still do, to tell you the truth.
I don't know, man. You think
Kevin
Warren?
Kevin Warren?
You think he goes around talking soul music with the mayor?
I don't know.
Because
I'm pretty sure that Mayor Johnson was at the Frankie Beverly and Mays concert last year.
Whatever. Who's the last person that we know for sure Kevin Warren talked soul music with? That we know as a fact, who are the last people that we know for sure he talked with in a lobby of this hotel, this building?
Chris Tannehill, myself, and you.
That's what I'm saying. So we have a more active relationship right now with Kevin Warren
but
than the mayor does.
We don't know that he didn't, as soon as we left for the parking garage, that he didn't meet up and have dinner with the mayor and talk about Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I don't know.
We don't know that.
Sounds like the mayor does not feel the love and the bonding.
I mean, I know that it's possible that after the interview that I'm no longer invited, but if the mayor wants to sit down with me and talk soul music, I would be happy to do that.
Yeah, no, you're not allowed because you grilled him and won a journalism award on the back of the mayor as he was sitting there sweating. You're counting your awards. That's what was happening there. You're not invited. I'm not invited. We're talking about just hanging out, right? We're not talking about the white party.
I actually really like Brandon Johnson, the guy. Like, so, you know, and there's a lot that we have in common. Like, and we talked about it when he was here. Like, I'm a big proponent of teachers, clearly.
I like the teachers.
And so is he, mm-hmm. clearly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that we have in common. And it's funny because after the interview, do you know, I don't even know if I've said this out loud. after the interview ended, he wanted to get my thoughts on Caleb Williams. Because he is a super-duper Bears meatball.
Kevin, you got to try to butter up the interviewer before the interview. That's when you want to do that.
Lawrence bashed him on the back of the head with his Lucigore award.
What are your thoughts on Caleb? Hey, come here. Come closer. Come closer. Boom!
It's Lucigore award too, Tanny. Don't act like I'm out here on my own.
You used yours, though. You didn't use Tanny's.
I'm like Ben Johnson. I wasn't there. So.
But Declan Doyle was in the room. Who knows who was else in the room?
Picasso.
So look, here's what I'll say.
What?
The mayor knows where he's been in the Score studio, so he knows where the building is. He should now try to put together a meetup with us after a show so we can talk to him about soul music.
Texter has the mayor sitting quietly in his office, listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and crying, singing to himself, "Now that the Bears are gone."
Oh, that's pretty good.
How could you lead me
on? How could you lead me on?
That's pretty good.
Just the tears pouring down the mayor's face. Oh, now that the Bears are gone. Because they are.
All right, well, let me just let everyone know what's what's getting ready to happen on this front, okay? There's going to be a lot of posing. And the mayor's not going to have to do any of it. There's going to be a bunch of people that represent Chicago that are now going to come out of the woodwork and be like, the Bears can't leave, even though it's pretty clear the Bears are leaving.
Yeah, no, there's people grandstanding. I'm like, what are you doing? The time for grandstanding has long since passed. If you're just getting in your car, here's what's happening. Cubs won again today. They won 2-1. Daniel Palencia got the save. Kyle Tucker had a solo homer for the second day in a row, and he had three hits. He's back. He DH'd again. Cade Horton went five innings. Brad Keller got the win. Cubs are, they have an off day tomorrow, then they get the Reds on Friday. Meanwhile, the Bears met the media, the coach Ben Johnson, and several different players. Also, Luis Robert appears broken. We should get to that later on in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, but Mark Grody is coming up next. He has got a Bears hit. One word. Next on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.